talking points, and it's all about hashtag change cricket today. Al's with me. Al, silent protest at the Oval. What's this all about?
Well, it's really about the big three cricket nations, India, England and Australia, and the amount of revenue that's generated internationally by the ICC from TV rights and sponsorships that is then split up amongst the countries that are members of the ICC.
52% of their revenue going to the big three, the remaining 48% going to the 102 other members. And this has really been brought to light by the film Death of a Gentleman, which I know that both you and I have seen. Just give us your thoughts on that.
Well, a great documentary film that set out at the start to actually trace Ed Cowan's emergence into the Test arena. And they were more concerned at that stage about whether Test cricket was going to survive. And then as the documentary goes on, it then turns more into actually about the International Cricket Council and the governing of a sport.
Yeah, because then we're looking at sort of governance and management. It doesn't look good, does it?
From the inside out or the outside in, no, it doesn't. It's not everybody's cup of tea administration, but certainly it's really important for all sports fans to be aware and concerned about who is actually governing the sports that they're interested in.
And part of this as well is the fact that the World Cup is being reduced from 14 teams to 10. We're not going to see cricket in an Olympics. We've done talking points on these before, but just get your views on that.
Yeah, I know 10 or 15 years ago I first mooted when T20 was about. What a great opportunity for world cricket to have more countries involved in a World Cup and the World T20 as it was then. And you can see from the graphic on the screen that in 2009, 2008, when we did the top 32 countries and having a World Cup that involved all of them.
Yeah, and sadly for us and for people who think that's a good idea, it doesn't look very likely to happen at the moment. But we do get the sense from this that something needs to be done.
Well, I think so. And I think there's a big groundswell of opinion now. It's silent at the moment. I think it will get more vociferous as the months go by. But there needs to be change. And I think that most sports, we've seen it in cycling, we've seen it in athletics, we've seen it in more recently with FIFA, in football, and now cricket's under the spotlight. And governance of all sports, it's really important to have transparency throughout any organisation, but also going through from the top, the international, through to the national boards, and then even down to amateur and the professional clubs that are in between.
And if you're watching this as fans, think, well, what can I do to get involved? What can I do to help? Use the hashtag ChangeCricket. Go to changecricket.com, sign a petition, and you can also find out more information about where you can watch Death of a Gentleman. We thoroughly recommend it on our website, because this is something Change Cricket, we're really, as cricket, we are getting behind this, aren't we, Al?
Absolutely, and I think it's for everybody around the world to take note and also demand change within their own countries, but also at an international level. And not just for cricket. Cricket's obviously our sport and our focus, but it's happening in other sports as well. And it needs to be transparent. The governance needs to be transparent, and people need to know the whys and wherefores in the administrative organisations.
Well, thanks for that. Wise words as ever. Thank you.